Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears, and I'm a Law of Attraction mentor and spiritual advisor, and I help people be happy and attract more money, love, time, and joy in their lives. I'm coming to you from a beautiful downtown Portland, Oregon, and this is the weekly energy update for the week of September 5th, 2021. Every Sunday, I talk about how the energy is going to be for the week ahead, and I also infuse the show with some positive vibes, so you do get a little positive energy boost just for listening. And get ready to move forward this week. Tomorrow, Monday, September 6th, is a Virgo new moon, and this is exactly what we need for a fresh start this fall. So all new moons are opportunity to wipe the slate clean, but this new moon in particular offers us the opportunity to transform. And that's because both the sun and the moon form a trine to Uranus, which is the great awakener planet. And this combo opens us up to new experiences. When we have a new moon, the sky is dark. And this symbolizes a couple of things. It symbolizes the unknowing of what's to come and being okay during a period of darkness and uncertainty. Being okay with not knowing the future. The dark sky, however, though, it's also a symbol for potential. It's a blank canvas. It's an open slate just waiting to be filled by you, by what you want for your future, for you to be a creator in your life. And because this new moon is in the sign of Virgo, it's all about getting your life together. You'll want to get your work, your house, your laundry, your workout plan, everything in order again. That leaky pipe that you've been ignoring for months, you'll finally be motivated enough to call the plumber. The yoga class you've been bailing on, you'll be back on the mat this month. So it's time to remove the bloodsuckers so we can move forward. And I think of bloodsuckers like leeches that are sucking your energy. Bloodsuckers are the things on your mind that suck your energy. Things that you've been put off doing or starting, maybe like cleaning or organizing, planning, medical appointments, exercising, dieting, the things we know would make our life better, but we just haven't gotten to them yet. Get rid of anything that is sucking your energy. For me, this means getting my computer and my phone files organized. Every time I open my computer, I'm reminded of the need to do this. And it's just a little thing that's sucking my energy. And one of these is probably not that bad, but most of us have multiple bloodsuckers. And right now, since we're moving forward in a big way, we need all the energy that we can get and resources to move forward. We don't want to waste any of that precious energy. So put everything on your to-do list that is on your mind. That doesn't mean you're going to get it all done this week. But just writing something on a to-do list is setting the intention to get it done. Also, getting back into our normal groove of eating well and home projects and exercising regularly, it makes us feel really good and a lot less stressed. So the energy with this new moon is like all over the place. There's a sense of adventure around it. We might find ourselves wanting to try new things and make changes in our lives. And this is a time to do things differently or to try something we've always wanted to try, making this the perfect time to embrace change and do things in a new way. We have a huge opportunity to make big changes in our life right now. A lot of times, and especially lately, we don't have control over changes happening in the world around us, but we do have control of the changes we want to make. So since we're in a time of huge change, maybe from here on out in our lifetime, it would benefit us to change our thoughts about change. So let's use the momentum right now of change happening to upgrade our lives and transform our lives. It's the time to step into our power and to be brave and make changes that you've been thinking about because we have the energy of the universe behind us right now helping us with that. And oftentimes we forget how powerful we are. And this applies to money and abundance too. Many of us don't feel like we have control over how much money and abundance we attract. that we're just at a whim. We're at the whim of the gods, and whatever happens to come our way is what we get. And that is not empowered thinking. You are in charge of what you attract. You are in charge of your energy and managing it to attract what you want. You want to attract more money? Get your fucking energy straight. Own your energy. Decide what you want and then go get it. This is totally different energy than I'll take whatever comes my way. So this lunar month, make the decision to live empowered, to learn how to manage your energy, to take charge of creating your life. Don't just whatever your life, create it. So deep transformation has taken place right now. Deep transformation. Ready or not, there's a metamorphosis going on here. So embrace the change and get ready to up-level your life. Virgo energy teaches us that we are all source. We are the universe. We are one with it. And when we can recognize that, we can tune in and connect with the power that comes along with it. We can find our personal power and know that no matter what is happening in the world, it's never too much for us to handle and to move through. We can do this. It's empowering. So some big transformational energy going on to support yourself during this time. It'd be great to think about all things nature. We want to ground right now. So spend time outside right now. Take more walks. Go barefoot. Plant your fall flowers. Bring some fall leaves inside. Eat meals outside. Read outside. Do yoga outside. Outside, outside, outside. So get outside to connect more with nature and help you with grounding. And that will ease the way through all of this transformation. So to recap, the Virgo new moon is bringing us this really fresh new energy into our lives. And we'll feel better just getting back on schedule and back on track. Also, be adventurous, try some new things, try some new foods, new schedules, new exercises, new way of thinking and being, and get rid of any blood suckers so that you can move forward fully. And that's it for the week. So I am going on an adventure to Mexico City this week to see my son, Tice. So next week, the podcast will be coming to you from Mexico City, from beautiful downtown Mexico City. So have a wonderful week. Thank you so much for listening. Hey, embrace this transformation. I almost have tears with this podcast because I'm so excited about where life is going. So once again, thank you for listening, and I will talk to you again next week.